Praise the Lord, message number 192. The title of the message is Suffering, part 14, and it will be a meditation about suffering from Psalm 37. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 37 and let's read from verse 1 to verse 40. Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil, for evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found, but the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for He knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those ways are upright, but their sword will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The days of the blameless are known to the Lord, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will enjoy plenty, but the wicked will perish. The Lord's enemies will be like the beauty of the fields. They will vanish, vanish like smoke. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those He curses will be cut off. If the Lord delights in a man's way, He makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with His hand. I was young, now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be blessed. Turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake His faithful ones. They will be protected forever. But the offspring of the wicked will be cut off. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous man utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks what is just. The law of his God is in his heart. His feet do not sleep. The wicked lie in wait for the righteous, seeking their very lives. But the Lord will not leave them in their power, or let them be condemned when brought to trial. Wait for the Lord and keep His way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. I have seen a wicked and ruthless man flourishing like a green tree in his native soil, but he soon passed away and was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found. Consider the blameless. Observe the upright. There is a future for the man of peace. but all sinners will be destroyed. The future of the wicked will be cut off. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in Him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We praise you for your word, your goodness to us, to send your word to us. Every time we need it, your word are there to help us to understand situations, to calm down our emotion, and to lead us to do the right thing, to impart to us your wisdom and your ways. I pray that the message will be a great blessing to your church and to your people and to every righteous man or woman who have set his heart to follow you. Oh God, I do pray you arrange the message in the way that you want it to be. Anoint my lips and let me speak your goodness to your people. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In Psalm 37, David wrote to us certain things, and we can grasp that he was passing into suffering. The same what David experienced of suffering, me and you may pass through the same things. What we can understand from Psalm 37, there are kinds of suffering that the life of David was exposed to. The same today, me and you may pass through the same experiences. David, or we may suffer from evil attack of the enemy. We read in verse 32 that the wicked lie in wait for the righteous, seeking their very lives. There's very clear incidents that there'll be people attacking us. Saul was attacking David. Saul and his army, they were attacking, they were targeting the life of David. Certain people might doing the same with you. They are waging war against you, and you suffer because of that. David suffered, and we make us suffer from the evil attack of people who try to deceive us and try to hunt us. In verse 12 and 13 and 14, we can read that the wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. And in verse 14, we can read, and the wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. You know, this here they are, the enemy is attacking, but it's not like in verse 32. They are in a deceiving way. There might be people around you who want to take advantage of you and use you to make money or to abuse you for other purpose in their heart and life. You know what we read in verse 12, the wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth. You will not find somebody who gnashes his teeth, he want to eat you, but he want to eat you in a symbolic way, to take advantage of you, to bribe you, to cheat you, to hunt you, to deceive you and persuade you to do certain things. Why you don't go by land, why you will not take loan, why you will not go for insurance. All this trying to wait to bluff you and take advantage of you and abuse you. That also will cause you suffering. You will also suffer when you respond in a wrong way toward the evil that is coming against you. When your attitude will be changed and start to do the same evil of what they are doing, if the evil attack you or cheat you or deceive you, and you try to do like them, and your attitude will be change, that will also will bring suffering into your life, because in this way you are sinning and sin will bring suffering in your life. In Psalm 37 that David wrote, there are instructions about things that you should not do, because when you do them it will bring evil, and wickedness will be punished because that's sin. In verse 1 David said, do not fret because of evil men or be envious of those who do wrong. Do not be jealous or envious like other people. You know, jealousy is the first factor that pushes people and let them do many unnecessary things that might cause them much cost and damage. In Book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 4, we can read the following. And I saw that all labor and all achievement spring from man's envy of his neighbor. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. You see what he say here, that all the achievement of people, bigger projects, it's all come out from jealousy, not because of that is God's will or there is a need. They are jealous of one another. That's why they will go into certain things. And when you do unnecessary things, you spend time, effort, money, and that will bring harm and suffering into your life. What else? Psalm 37 teaches you to refrain. We can read verse 7. Say, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Do not be in hurry. Do not be in hurry and go on to do your own. Many people, they are in hurry. They cannot wait. They can't be still and wait for God to work for them. They go on and they do their will. They do their own. God had promised something. God had said, I will do that, but they cannot wait upon God. They do it themselves. When you do your own, maybe your problem will be solved also partially, but later on it will become worse. Abraham, God promised him that he will have his descendant more than the sand on the seashore. But he could not wait. His wife was barren. He took Hagar, thinking that he will have a family. He got deceived, and he got a son, Ishmael, but things become worse. He come to know that it is not through Ishmael, and fighting started in the house. Certain time when you do your own, your problem will be solved partially, but then later on it will be bounced back to you and become worse. What else you need to be refrained? Verse 8 say, refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. Do not give way to anger. Anger will not bring the righteous life that the Lord desire to see in your life. In verse 27, what are things that you need to refrain? He say, turn from evil and do good, then you will dwell in the land forever. Do not do evil or wicked things as others. They do, but you should not do, because that will bring more suffering into your life. So until now, there are three kinds of sufferings. When you are attacked by evildoers, when you are blackmailed and try to be when people try to deceive you and take advantage of you and use you for their own purpose, you suffer. And the third kind of suffering is when your attitude would be changed and start to do the same of those who attack you, then you suffer because of your sin. And the fourth type of suffering is when you will suffer when you choose to go along the way of God. When you choose to go along the way of God, it means that you refrain from whatever evil and decide to follow God, as we have read in Psalm 37, there are certain things you have to refrain from. Refrain from anger, refrain from doing your own, refrain from wickedness as other, and that might cause you suffering, because you cannot relieve yourself with other ways and do as people around you are doing. You may suffer for a while, but this type of suffering will not bring you home, but instead you will have more blessings and more privileges. And Psalm 37 is a very good example of the privileges and very good example of the blessing that the Lord will give for the righteous person who is willing to adopt his ways, the ways of God in his life. First, God will transform you to be a righteous man and a man of justice. In verse 6, we can read, He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like a noonday sun. This is first a blessing. The next one, God will cut the evil man. In verse 9, you know, in many verses in Psalm 37, we can read that God will cut off the wicked, will cut off their descendants, will cut off their children. In verse 9, for evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Verse 10, a little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. Verse 12, the wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord, verse 13, but the Lord laugh at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and the needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. Verse 15, but their sword will pierce their own hearts and their bows will be broken. So you don't need to be worried or fight. God is coming to deal with them. Verse 35, I have seen a wicked and ruthless man flourishing like a green tree in its native soil. In verse 36, but he soon passed away and was no more. Though I look for him, he cannot be found. In verse 38, say, but all sinners will be destroyed. The future of the wicked will be cut off. Praise the Lord for his promises to us. Thank you, Lord. Third privilege, when you adopt the righteous way of life, God will break the power of the wicked. In verse 17, we can read, for the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. In verse 20, but the wicked will perish. The Lord's enemy will be like the beauty of the field. They will vanish like smoke. I like to read this again. They will vanish like smoke. Praise the Lord. God will break the power of the enemy. You don't need to fight. What more? God will hand over to you your inheritance and what he had allotted or allocated to you. In many places we can read about inherit or inheritance. Inheritance, what the Lord had a promise to us, he will hand it over to us. In verse 11, but the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. Verse 18, the days of the blameless are known to the Lord, and their inheritance will endure forever. Praise the Lord, no one can take it from me. Verse 22, it says, those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those he curses will be cut off. Praise God. Verse 29, the righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it. I claim it, Lord, and dwell in it forever. I claim it, O God. I thank you from the depth of my heart for your promise. Strengthen me, Lord. Pray, Lord, strengthen me. I will wait for your inheritance. What more privileges God will give us? God will bless the little that we have. Verse 16 say, better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. Even you have little, when the Lord will bless it, better than the plenty of the wicked, better than the wealth of the Wicked. What more? God will sustain us. In verse 19, it say, in times of disaster, they will not be there. In days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. That's the privilege when you live a righteous life. Even when there's a famine, you will have and you will enjoy the plenty. What more? What are more promises of God to the righteous, to us, to you and to me and to his church? You will have a plenty and you will lend others. In verse 21, it says, the wicked borrow and do not repay. Even rich people, if they are wicked, finally they will borrow. They will go into borrowing and they will not be able to repay. But the righteous give generously. How we can give? Because God will give us. Verse 26, they are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be blessed. So that here we have plenty and we are giving to others. God will multiply the little that we have. And also our children will be blessed. God also will hold you when you stumble. He will hold the righteous, the upright man. Your foot will not slip, and you and God will make your steps firm. We can read that in verse 23 and verse 24 and verse 31. God will not allow the righteous to fall. He may stumble, but God will uphold us. God will not allow us that we will fall into the pit. Verse 23, we can read, if the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. God will make our steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. As we are walking with the Lord hand around us. If we stumble, at once he will hold us that we will not slip or fall down. He will make our steps firm. In verse 31, the law of his God is in his heart. His feet do not slip. As we keep the word of God and obey it, then we are walking with the Lord. Our feet will not slip. What are more privileges for the righteous? What are more privileges for us if we decide, if we stand firm and continue to live with the ways of God? God will not forsake us, and he will keep protecting us. In verse 28, say, verse 28, for the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. They'll be protected forever, but the offspring of the wicked will be cut off. God will protect us forever, and he will protect also our children. God's protection and blessings will be extended to our children. God's protection and blessing will be extended to your children, the children of the righteous. In verse 25, you say, I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. Our children, they will not beg. They will be well provided. As we live our life according to God's will in righteousness and teach our children to follow God, and even after we die, they will continue to follow God, and God will continue to provide for them. In verse 26, they are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be blessed. Yes, Lord, I claim that my children, my disciples, my co-workers, whom I trained for you, they'll be blessed themselves, their families, and their children. God, what else will do for the righteous? God will anoint the tongue of the righteous. God will anoint your tongue, my tongue, our tongues, and make us speak his wisdom. Verse 30, the mouth of the righteous man utters wisdom, and his tongue speak what is just. As our heart filled with the word of God, and we are filled with the Holy Spirit, God will continually send us the Rhema, the living word, that you the word of God that he wants us to speak to the people. What else? What are more privileges that we have from the Lord? The Lord will turn the table and vindicate us. In verse 33, but the Lord will not leave them in their power. God will not leave us in the power of the wicked, or let them be condemned when brought to trial. As David was vindicated and helped, the same it will happen to us as we continue to walk in the ways of the Lord. We receive from him salvation and a protection. In verse 39 we can read, the salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. And what else? Will be helped and will receive the deliverance from God. In verse 40 we can read, the Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. As we continue to take refuge in the Lord and continue to walk in his ways, the Lord will deliver us, will help us, will protect us, will shield us from any power of darkness. Psalm 37 give us more instruction how to abide in his will and how to live a righteous life wholeheartedly unto him, so that we can receive all these good, wonderful promises of God. In verse 3 he say, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and enjoy safe and enjoy safe pasture. Keyword here is trust in the Lord. You express your trust in God when you decided to obey his word and follow his ways. Commit yourself to the Lord. I trust you, I will obey your word, and I follow in your ways. Verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Key word here is delight yourself in the Lord. First you delight in God, and the Lord will give you the desire of your heart. If your desire is godly and according to God's will and timing, you will receive it. But if your desire is not according to his will, then he will change your will and desire to a one of his own. The Lord will change when you delight in the Lord. Even your desire, your will be changed, and the Lord will lead you to do the right things. God will convince you to accept his will and to enjoy doing his will and to enjoy his own desire. Verse 5, you say, commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him and he will do this. Verse 6, he will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. The key word here in verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Commit your ways fully to God without reservation. Everything committed to the Lord, and God will work it out victoriously. For you, don't be afraid. Some people, they are afraid to commit their ways fully to God. Tell him, Lord, lead me. I don't know what to do. I commit my life and my cause unto you, Lord. I don't know what to do with what is going on around me. Verse 7, they say, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked scheme. The key word here is be still before the Lord. It means to wait patiently for him to work it out for you. You don't need to do it by yourself. You need to be still, to be still before the Lord. The Lord should do it for us. Certain time we should not put our hands. God should do it himself. I repeat it, certain times you or we should not do it by ourselves, but the Lord should do it. The Lord should do it himself. As we abide with this instruction, we will find relief in the spirit and deliverance. In verse 34, next instruction, say, wait for the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. He say, wait for the Lord and keep his way. While waiting for him, keep his way. Don't do wrong things like others. Keep. People are laughing. People are joking on you. You are not the loser. They are. You will see it when the wicked are cut off from the land. In verse 37, the next instruction we can read, consider the blameless. Observe the upright. There is a future for the man of peace. Consider those who are righteous people. Take heed and follow their good example. Don't look to the evildoers as example. Don't entice to follow their ways. Consider the blameless. Observe the upright. There's a future for the man of peace. There'll be a future for us as we pursue the ways of the Lord. There's a future for the man of peace. The man of peace is the man who follows the ways of God. In Psalm 37, there's around 10 times the word righteous or righteousness or the word upright repeated. God wants you to walk closer and closer to him, abiding in his word and following carefully his instruction, so that you will enjoy all the blessing that we had read and meditated from Psalm 37. God wants every one of us to be righteous and to live in righteousness through the blood of Jesus and through committing our life fully unto him. Also obeying and abiding with all the instruction that we had meditate from Psalm 37. To be righteous, remember that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. James 5:16, chapter 5:16, say, therefore confess your sin to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. And then he wrote, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, we can read that you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. This is the promise of God. God promised perfect peace for those who keep his way and put their trust in him. Jesus also say in John chapter 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Jesus promised peace to give and to live with us. He also say he is not going to give us as the world around us give or yield to us. Therefore, we need to refrain, you need to refrain from all evil and keep in full the instruction that we receive from the Lord through Psalm 37. Then the peace of God, the peace of Jesus will reign in your
life and heart, and will enable us, will enable you to pass through the narrow way that God ordained for us, to pass through suffering, persecution, pressure, and even attack victoriously, wonderfully, and victoriously. And we will secure, you will secure a good future, not only for yourself and your family, but for your children and their children's children. You will secure good future and a blessing to your disciples and those who have set their heart with you and us to follow God wholeheartedly. Let's pray. Oh God, thank you for your word that encourage us, comfort us, that sustain us, that provide for us, that encourage us to continue to walk faithfully. Lord, I pray for everyone who is struggling, who is attacked, been abused, who is suffering, Lord, who is passing a trial and persecution, you uphold, you sustain, and let your words and what you promise come all through in his life, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, you say that you will cut off the wicked, Lord. We wait for you, O God. We are still in their presence. O Lord, go ahead of us and combat the evil. O Lord, and what you promise for us, inheritance and blessing, ministry, let be coming through according to your will, according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus, according to your time and plan. Lord, take this word and let bear the fruit and bring you the fruit that you desire to see in your in the life of your church and your people. Oh God, bless us, enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.